Nolte, Matthew Dowd announces withdrawal from Texas race and love letter to himself. By John Nolte on December 8, 2021. Democrat Matthew Dowd dropped out of his doomed race for Texas lieutenant governor by penning a love letter to himself. In the annals of self-regard, of casting yourself as the brave and selfless hero of your own story, Matthew Dowd manages to make Jake Tapper, DCNN, look humble. Important news, the former ABC News commentator tweets, without telling us who might find it important. I'm ending my campaign for lieutenant governor of Texas. Now that the race is emerging in a more diverse way, I have made the decision from a place of integrity to step back. I have made the decision from a place of integrity. A place of integrity. Integrity? This is the same guy who announced his run for office just 2 years after calling for white male Christians to stop running for political office. Of course, after so brazenly violating that pledge, in this hilarious love letter to himself, he's claiming he's dropping out of the race to honor that pledge, and not because his campaign was gaining absolutely zero traction, unless you consider online mockery traction. I have always strived to be a person of integrity by living the values I espouse, Dowd writes in The Color Purple. I fall short, but each day I make every attempt to be the person I want to see in the mirror. I swear, I'm not making this up. To that end, I have decided to step back, not file in the Democratic primary, and end my campaign, he continues. When I first announced, the only other candidate was a white male Christian. A diverse field is now emerging. I do not want to be the one who stands in the way of the greater diversity we need in politics. Seriously, y'all, Dowd's 9% favorability rating had nothing at all to do with this decision. Nor did the fact he raised only $373,000, compared to his Democrat primary opponent's $1.3 million. Nor did the fact that Collier had beaten Dowd in early fundraising and had also recently rolled out a slew of Democratic endorsements to try to secure his position as the leading Democratic candidate. Dowd's love letter to himself continues. I am not dropping out of politics, he threatens. I will continue to speak out on democracy and help elect servant leaders with common sense and common decency. So let me see if I am able to fully grasp this. In order to promote more diversity in politics, Dowd, a white guy, tried to use his big media profile to Bigfoot all over the Texas lieutenant governor's race, because that's the, best way to promote diversity? Who does this self-aggrandizing narcissist think he's kidding? You don't promote racial diversity by being a white guy outgunning to get the job. You promote diversity by boosting non-white guy candidates. Instead of being faded at fancy fundraisers, you go out and recruit and encourage non-white guys to get into the race. You hold fundraisers for them, not for yourself. And it's not as though there was this yawning need for someone, anyone, to jump in the race. There was already a white guy running in the Democrat primary, Mike Collier. Further, the race is months and months away, plenty of time for a non-white guy to jump in the race. By adding himself to the mix, all Dowd did was make to it even harder to a non-white guy to jump in. What a thing is must be to live in the kind of velvet bubble Dowd does. A bubble where this kind of slimy pomposity, this creepy pridefulness, this self-satisfied egotism, does not get you laughed out of the club. To any normal person, Matthew Dowd has just made a five-alarm fool of himself. But within the velvet bubble of the media, he's everything his self-admiration says he is. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.